The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 2, Episode 3 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here this week. And we're fully loaded with radio content, with new shows, new hosting opportunities, digital news, producer news, some television news, and of course, plenty more, but as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. And in the leadoff spot, let's begin with football, because the NFL just ended, and we're now just days away from the XFL's reboot, which kicks off Saturday, February 8th, and news has been trickling out in recent weeks and months about who's going to be featured on the league's team of broadcasters on television and on radio nationally and locally, and Pat McAfee was supposed to be the field analyst for ESPN's coverage, and he still is going to do that. He is scheduled to fill that role for their first broadcast Sunday, February 9th. But according to the XFL News Hub, McAfee's not going to be doing the full season as originally reported, and instead Cole Kubelik has been added to fill in when McAfee is off. So congratulations to Cole on the new gig, and good luck to the XFL as it gets started. I know we shared news at BSM last week that 106.7 The Fan's Grant and Danny in D.C. was being picked up by 910 The Fan in Virginia. Grant and Danny airs weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and 910 is picking up those back-end 2 hours, noon to 2 p.m., and then they expanded their local afternoon show with Wes McElroy, giving him the 2 p.m. hour, so congrats to Wes on the added hour. You can now hear him on 910 The Fan weekdays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Richmond, Virginia. A little further southwest, ESPN Upstate in Greenville, South Carolina, is looking for an early afternoon host weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. And last week, they brought Rob Brown in to do some fill-in shows there as part of a trial. Brown has been mostly heard across the Florida panhandle during his career, but in his short time at Greenville, he fell in love. He fell in love with the city of Greenville, and he wrote about it on his personal website, but his words spoke volumes for Greenville. So best of luck to Rob in searching for his next gig, whether that be at ESPN Upstate or elsewhere. Congratulations to Brandon Kiley, who continues to bounce around Missouri, from KTGR in Columbia to producing Kevin Wheeler on 101 ESPN, then moving to Kansas City, where he's been most recently on 610 Sports Radio as a producer and weekend host. Kiley stepped in as a producer and on-air contributor to The Drive when former producer Steven Spector was named the station's program director, and Kiley announced that now he's headed back to St. Louis and 101 ESPN producing their midday show with Anthony Stalter and Jamie Rivers. And his girlfriend also happens to still live in St. Louis, so congrats to them. The NHL's Philadelphia Flyers announced they've launched their digital content suite in the form of the Flyers Broadcast Network, which can be accessed at flyersbroadcastnetwork.com or Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and Apple. It features a live stream of Flyers Radio 24/7 and 5 new podcasts, Flyers Daily, Flyers Fix, Everything But Hockey, Broadcasters Roundtable, which features a rotation of Flyers broadcasters and media members, and then the last new pod is Prospect Pipeline. So the new network leaves Philly hockey fans fully loaded with Flyers content. Congratulations to Prim Sirivibat, the former ESPNer who launched a new podcast with The Athletic. It is called The Next Chapter and has the really cool initiative of discussing athletes as they transition away from sports and find their post-retirement identity, which is something that the late Kobe Bryant was finding so much success in, as he considered it a challenge and used his competitive nature to prove to people that there is fulfilling life after sports for pro athletes. And while the Kobe news was tough to absorb last week, tough to take, difficult to cover with a lot of mistakes that were made, there were outlets that did a good job of it, and Tyler McComas posted a good piece on that for BSM. The Big Lead did a good story about how SiriusXM covered the news, and then I want to highlight 710 ESPN LA, the home of the Lakers, who did a great job of changing their weekday lineup to stay local throughout the week. You had Steve Mason, who went live on ESPN LA shortly after the news broke Sunday morning, but Andy and Brian Kamenetsky were on in the morning from 10 to noon during the week. They were added to the lineup. George Sedano was moved from evenings to the middays with Ramona Shelburne from noon to 3 p.m. And then permanently unrelated to the Kobe news, Sedano is now replacing the Stephen A. Smith show from 10 to noon. and the Will Kane Show will return from noon to 3 p.m. But good job by 710 staying local and giving Los Angeles a place to go during what was a tough time for many. On a much lighter note, so many radio stations and shows go to Radio Row for the Super Bowl. Some of the shows are great at it. Some hosts are just better in front of a crowd surrounded by the excitement of the Super Bowl. You can hear the energy is increased. And then others, they go through the motions, the interviews, celebrities, promoters, and products are redundant. I love unique Super Bowl content. And in terms of unique content, few people are better at providing that than SiriusXM's Mike Babchick, co-host of Morning Men with Evan Cohen on Mad Dog Radio, who is a little weird, okay? As he's rarely wearing a shirt, often donning a Speedo outdoors and in, walking into doors, singing karaoke, all with the obnoxious no-shame level of a kid in high school that I'm sure Christopher Mad Dog Russo could not be more proud of. We have Babchick running around like a jack-off, making a fool out of himself, walking into doors, falling on the beach, and I'm supposed to buy him dinner? Figure that one out. Speaking of Mad Dog, last week we shared news on Tyler Campbell getting a weekend show on KTXX 104.9 The Horn in Austin, Texas. And I mentioned Tyler is the son of Pro Football Hall of Fame running back Earl Campbell. This week I want to mention Earl because it was very cool to hear him call up Chris Russo on Mad Dog Radio as Earl from Austin to talk about Kobe Bryant. But for Eddie Erickson or whoever was screening the calls for Mad Dog to take a call from Earl in Austin and have him not mention that he's Earl Campbell and be willing to instead just sit on hold for a half hour was really cool.
You mean Kobe is a former Hall of Famer, right? That's who you mean, Earl? I mean, are you a former Hall of Famer in your sport?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to tell me, is this Earl Campbell?
Yes, sir. What Kobe Bryant did is what a lot of athletes do, but it takes a lot of hard work to be separate. He did that, and he did that off the field as well.
Well, Earl, how do you call up a sports talk show and say Earl in Austin? I mean, how do you not say Earl Campbell? Can I speak to Christopher Russo?
I'm just an average human being living in Texas.
Next, we go to Buffalo to WGR 550, Chopin the Bulldog, who ranked in the top 5 of the BSM Top 20 Mid-Market Afternoon Show, so congratulations to them on that. But on last Wednesday, I believe it was, they had an epic rant from a caller. And now, a couple of weeks ago, I played a fun call from WIP in Philadelphia. I get callers are not for every show. I get they can be tough to screen. I get that for every great call, you'll get a bunch of duds mixed in. But in a local market with passionate fan bases, calls like this one from a fan fed up about the Sabres ownership does not resonate the same if the show hosts are just reading texts or tweets.
I don't need a Jerry Jones type of owner. Like, I need an owner who's going to answer the fans when they misspell names on jerseys and have Chinese knockoffs on alumni. Like, what is going on? Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't understand it, man. Like, Bulldog, you've lived through this. You've seen it. Like, have you ever been, like, have they ever sucked a passion on you like they have me?
So the other interesting part about this call came from The Athletic, who said that WGR initially tweeted out the audio, but you're not going to find it on their social media feeds anymore because, according to The Athletic, somebody from the parent company of the Sabres and Bills, which does not own WGR, called station management and had that audio removed from their Twitter handles. And I know Matt Fishman has written a couple of times about the power that teams have to control content in their markets. This was a caller, not a host, so it's a little bit different, but it was still interesting to see. Kirk Minahan announced recently that he's taking his Barstool podcast to the stage later this year. The Kirk Minahan Show, presented by Barstool Sports, going to be doing a live broadcast at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Saturday, June 20th at 7 p.m. The Wilbur Theater has a capacity of 1,093. I don't think Minahan fans are going to have any trouble filling that. And our closer features former Kirk and Callahan contributor Alex Reamer. So far, CBS Sports Radio has used Scott Kaplan and Andy Gresh for their 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. weeknight time slot. Last week, they used Reamer early in the week, followed by Robin Lundberg later on. Reamer, of course, formerly of WEEI. He left the station for a job in politics, joining the State House as Director of Communications for Senator Eric Lesser. But good to hear him back on air with CBS Sports Radio. And then Robin Lundberg, who is a regular fill-in on the network and one of the most creative sports media personalities. So good stuff there. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We're going to have a lot of great content out in the next couple of weeks leading up to the BSM Summit. The top 20 lists are out and, as always, generated a ton of interest. We'll have some other great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Big up.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.